Alright, you ready to do this?
Uh-huh.
You don't sound so sure.
No, I'm positive.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris Hainer.
I'm John Michael.
How are you, John?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Not bad. How was your week?
My week was pretty good. How was yours?
Not bad. Busy.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Anything exciting?
No, not really.
No?
Nope, same old, same old.
Yeah. You weren't one of those people standing in line to see the world premiere of Avengers?
I thought the Avengers didn't come out until May.
Oh, did it? I saw pictures of the premiere, so maybe that was it.
No, they had the premiere, and then apparently they went and shot another scene after the premiere for the movie.
Oh, well, that's always good.
Yeah, I guess they let it slip on the red carpet that all the Avengers had to assemble that night because they were filming one more scene for the movie, and everybody was like, what? We're at the premiere. So
nice.
They're not sure where it's going. It could be like the coda afterwards for whatever the next movie's going to be, Iron Man 3 or whatever.
Right.
But, yeah.
So you're looking forward to it? Do you care?
I care more about the Avengers than I do Spider-Man.
Okay. Why is that?
Because Spider-Man doesn't need to be told again.
You sure?
You know, with the way that they're changing his story, the fact that most of this is going to revolve around solving the mystery of Peter's parents, I don't really think that it's worth telling. And at least with the Avengers, it's new, and it's done by Joss Whedon, so how bad could it be?
Well, there is Cabin in the Woods, so just remember that.
Well, but I think Cabin in the Woods is made for a different audience. I think you have to be a fan of Joss Whedon to really, you know, get it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Are you looking forward to the Avengers?
I don't know. I'm kind of mixed right now. You know, I mean, if nothing else, I just want to go so I can hear Lou Ferrigno as the voice of the Hulk.
Is he the voice of the Hulk?
Yes.
Oh wow.
So better watch out, or I'd be butting you. It's clobbering time.
Because they haven't really shown too much of the Hulk as far as the trailers and stuff. They had that TV
commercial.
Well, there's
so many freaking characters in it.
Yeah, well, they have that commercial where Captain America looks at him and says, Hulk, smash, and he, like, smiles.
You know, I was on the Celebrity Apprentice.
Well, you know, I guess it's one of those things, like, they got the voice of Optimus Prime back for all the Transformers films. They might as well do that for good old Lou.
Sure, why not?
Well, you know,
throw a bone.
Since King of Queens isn't around anymore, what else is he going to do?
Well, he just did Celebrity Apprentice.
I know. But still.
You know, I think he's officially a has-been.
He was officially a has-been on King of Queens. When you play yourself on a TV show, come on.
In your second life career as a medic, is that what he was? An EMT?
Yeah, something like that.
Interesting.
Him and David Lee Roth?
Yeah. Yeah, good times. So you know, we're talking about movies.
Yeah.
And I'd like to discuss one of...
Hang on. Wait.
And I think this
is... You cut out again. The last thing I heard was, so I want to discuss.
So I'd like to discuss one of my favorite archetypal characters that appears in movies. And, you know, I think this character is something that we all really need every once in a while. You know, this character gives us sage advice. This character helps us find our way.
Yoda?
Well, as similar to Yoda, What I want to talk about is a character called that Spike Lee calls the Magical Negro.
The Magical Negro, huh?
The Magical Negro. I think basically it's so that, you know, we can show the world that minority characters aren't all bad people. oftentimes they're, you know, black, poor, pure heart, little folksy as they impart their wisdom. And we all know who they are. I mean, we've seen them all the time. You know, there's Morgan Freeman in Driving Miss Daisy.
Right.
You know, he shows up to help Miss Daisy get to the Piggly Wiggly. there's Morgan Freeman in Bruce Almighty and Evan Almighty.
As God. You know,
as God. Uh-huh. Actually, I think Morgan Freeman just is a magical Negro. I think he's just playing himself.
You think that's he's not acting, that's just him?
I think that's just him.
Okay.
And honestly, I would like my own magical Negro.
Oh,
I would like my own Bagger Vance.
Your Bagger Vance?
If Will Smith would just walk out of the rough and just, you know, start giving me advice and helping me through to be a success. would that be awesome?
Sure.
Because really, what's he doing now?
He's making Men in Black 3.
Yeah, I think that's done.
Okay. I don't know what he's doing
but
now.
But I think that would be awesome. And there's so many, I mean, there are so many examples of the magical Negro, you know? There's Tia Dalma in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Okay.
You know, and she truly is a magical Negro.
She is.
You know, there's Radio.
That's true.
You know, there's, what's the Sandra Bullock movie? The Right Stuff? No. What is it? Blindside.
Blindside, yeah, okay.
Blindside. You know, where she finds a magical Negro out on the football field and brings him home and he moves into the house. I really want my own magical Negro. I think it would be awesome that they just, you know, kind of appear out of nowhere. Really don't need to know who they are. You know.
So you just, you don't, unlike the Blind Side, you don't want him living in your house. You just want him to pop up and give you advice.
Well, yeah, because, you know, they have magical powers. So I'd like one with good magical powers, not, you know, the power to throw a touchdown.
I don't think that kid had magical powers, though.
You sure?
You know, Morgan Freeman plays God, but he didn't, you know, when he was driving Miss Daisy, he didn't levitate the car.
How do you know that? How do you know that?
Well, I don't, but I'm going to assume.
See, well, you know, what about Morpheus in The Matrix?
In The Matrix, he was magical, but when he was in the real world, he wasn't.
Well, fuck the real world. I don't need the real world.
Okay, so you want to live in movie land with,
yes.
With your magical Negro.
Yes, that's it.
Oh, okay.
And if he could, like, carry my bags and stuff, that would be awesome. I think that'd be great. Why are you laughing? Come on, give a brother a chance.
Because you're looking for a butler that can talk to you.
No, I want a magical butler. I don't want any old butler. If I wanted any old butler, I'd ask for Benson, okay?
You wouldn't want Alfred from the Batman universe?
He looks so damn old. He's going to break a hip one of these days, and he's going to sue you.
But Benson wasn't a butler. He actually worked on the staff of the governor, didn't he?
As his butler.
No, he wasn't the butler.
He was the butler.
No, he wasn't.
What was he?
He... Oh, God. No, you're going to make me look it up, aren't you?
Of course I am. Because he was a butler on soap.
Okay. Hang on. Let me find this because we have to figure out what he actually was.
He is the head of household affairs, which means the butler.
Did you already look it up?
Yes.
Okay, he was the head of household affairs. It doesn't mean he was the butler.
He was the butler.
No,
he wasn't. Buttled. He buttled. He was, see, and he was a different type of movie character. He was the wisecracking black Negro.
But you don't
Which
want
I think Will Smith plays in every other movie.
So which would you rather have?
I'd rather have a magical Negro. I don't need a butler.
Okay. Well, this is...
This but is... a magical Negro who could carry my bags and do stuff would be great. And I don't, and you know, I mean, I'm not real picky about what the magical power is, because I'm not, you know, he's not going to have like a really awesome magical power. You know, it's going to be like the power of empathy or the power to make sweet tea. You know, it's not an awesome power like he can like grant wishes or anything.
Okay. Well, okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. The Internet Movie Database says that he was a former butler.
Well, there you go. I win.
Who moves up in the world.
To be head of the butlers.
Be director of household affairs.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm just telling you what it says. I'm giving you credit.
Uh-huh. Whatever.
Okay, whatever.
Whatever. Yeah, uh-huh. I just want a magical Negro. That's all. I'm not asking for much. I mean, I'll take Mace Windu.
You want a slave?
I don't want a slave. That's so inappropriate.
That's what you're saying. You want somebody that'll carry your bags for you.
I would carry your bags.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be your slave.
Okay.
You just don't get it, do you?
Apparently not.
Oh, see?
Explain it to me.
In Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Huh?
It's Whoopi Goldberg in Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Well, what if it was...
Now, that would be a good magical Negro, a magical Negro bartender. That would be great. He come home, he mixes you a drink, he solves your problems.
So you want a guy instead of a female?
I don't care. I will take any magical Negro I can get. If Oprah and Gail want to come to my house...
Oh, because I'm sure that'll happen.
It could happen.
Mm-hmm.
She's getting desperate. She's getting desperate. Why, Oprah's going to come over and rub my feet and make me a drink.
Okay. I want to see pictures of that.
I think that... No. This can be a private moment. Private moment.
Okay.
But, I mean, they're all over the place, these magical Negroes. I think Oprah is a magical Negro. She grants wishes. You get a car! You get a car! You get a car! Come on! I'm a fairy godmother.
I guess.
You're not helping me here.
I just think it's a little weird.
Why is it a little weird?
Because I can understand having somebody in your life that will dispense advice and point you in the right direction when you're not really sure which way to go. But you want a magical Negro.
Yes.
As opposed to just anybody.
Yes.
Why can't it be instead of a Negro, why can't it just be like a white little person?
Because that wouldn't be an archetypal movie character. I want my own Uncle Remus. Oh, who will tell me stories and sing songs and play with the little animated characters out in the yard.
I think you've been out in the sun a little too long.
No. This is my wish. If I had a magic lamp, I would wish for a magical Negro. And like I said, I'm not real picky. I would take a magical Negro whose magic powers were finding parking spaces at the mall. That would be good for me. Because then you don't have to drive around.
Okay.
I would take a magical Negro who could ride around with me, and anytime there's an idiot in front of me at the drive-thru at McDonald's, he could, like, jump out and just take care of them.
Like, beat him over the head?
I don't know. School him, read him. Okay. Listen, bitch, it's goddamn McDonald's. You don't know what they have? Go away! Put on your damn blinker and get out of here.
Oh, jeez.
Just saying.
Oh, you're a mess.
And even, you know what would be really cool?
Oh, jeez.
If Wanda Sykes were my magical Negro.
Okay, I'll give you that. That'd be kind of
cool.
Because
she's like smarmy. I think that'd be awesome.
Well, I'll see what she's doing. I'll see if she's available.
You should. You should. I don't know why you're laughing and you're not working with me on this.
Because I just, like I said, I think it's a little weird.
Why?
Because.
Because why? I don't get it.
I think they're... Why are you so stuck on the movie archetype person?
Well, because I was just thinking about all kinds of different movie kind of characters that are always in movies, you know, frequently in movies.
Yeah.
You know, like the manic pixie girl.
Okay.
You know, kind of like the movie Garden State with Zach Braff, Natalie Portman's character.
Yeah.
Or Zooey Deschanel. Zooey Deschanel is this kind of character all the frickin' time.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, it's just everybody has a favorite. And my favorite is... Say it with me. The Magical Negro.
Okay.
You know, it could be the sassy girlfriend. It could be the... whatever. I just like the magical Negro. Because I think, and I like saying it.
I can tell.
See, I don't know why you're having a problem with this.
I'm not.
You sure?
Sure.
I mean, it's right up there with, like, the magical nanny, the magical Native American, the magical girlfriend, the magical Negro.
And this was coined by Spike Lee?
Spike Lee, yes. So when he's not busy sending mobs of crazed people to little old ladies' houses to kill them, he's coining some, you know, really fantastic phrases like this.
Do you know when he coined the phrase?
Oh, you really want me to go that far?
Well, I think it's important to know when... I mean, was this something that he did during Malcolm X or something he did during Do the Right Thing? What's the
no,
what's the timeline?
He was given
at?
A... all I know is that he used the term during a lecture denouncing this kind of character.
Oh, so he was denouncing the character.
Yes.
He wasn't going, you know what every movie needs, a magical Negro.
Have you seen any of his movies? Oh, wait, you're white. Why would you see any of his movies?
I saw Malcolm X.
Did you really? Why?
Because I was working in a movie theater when it was playing.
I was going to say, kill the white man, kill the white man, kill the white man. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hey, I'm just saying.
I just want one.
Okay.
I want my own.
I will see what I can do for your birthday, then.
You should, yeah, ask around. There's got to be at least one still in Arkansas. Come on. Where did Juju Woman work?
I'll have my wife bring one with her when she moves here, and then I'll just ship her on down.
Make sure it's of her own free will, okay?
Well, yeah.
All right. Just saying.
She's going to have to live with you, though.
Really?
Yeah. I can't ship her down there and be like, oh, by the way, find a place to live.
What? What's wrong with that?
Because you can't just be the sidekick. You gotta you know, you got to give her something to go down there.
I did not say I want a live-in magical Negro, now did I?
But if we're going to import
if
one.
If I want it. If I wanted a live-in magical Negro, I would have specified. Because then I would have, now I have to be even pickier as to what type of magical Negro I want.
Well, what if she had the powers of Alice from the Brady Bunch?
Alice and the Brady Bunch had no powers.
How do you know?
Because I saw all the episodes. She had a lesbian sister from the army.
She was getting free meat, dude.
Are you sure?
Well, she was paying for it with her ass, but she was still getting it.
I don't know. I think Sam Butcher put his thumb on the scale for everybody, including Alice. That's all I'm saying. You want a pound of salami? Oh, it's a little over.
And then he bends her over.
That's what she said. Yes. No, I think he was waiting for Mr. Brady to come in and pay the tab. Why, hello there, Sam. I'm here to settle up.
Now bend over.
I hope you've got the lube.
Okay, so Alice is a bad example, but... You know, somebody like that.
Well, no. I mean, I would love Jeannie. If I could have Jeannie.
Okay. So if you could find a black person to live in a bottle, you'd be okay with that.
It doesn't have to be black. I would take a white Jeannie.
Oh, but no. Wait. You just said you wanted a magical Negro.
Well, you're trying to pass off the housekeeper for the Brady Bunch, so I thought we were changing gears.
No. I was talking about her magical powers. I wasn't talking about color of her skin.
Sure, I would take a hot black magical Negro that lived in a bottle.
Okay. Because, you know, I'm trying to craft this for your birthday, so I have to get all the information I can.
What else? I mean, I would take Samantha from Bewitched.
Okay.
I'd even take her wacky cousin Serena, even though knowing it's just Samantha in a black wig. I could handle that.
Okay.
And all the wacky relatives.
What about
that? Dick, might be fun.
What about Dick York? What if he was like, I'll be your magical live-in in a bottle person?
Have you seen him lately?
No, I have not.
Okay.
Is he still alive?
I don't know.
Come on, you're supposed to know all this stuff.
I am?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're the fountain of useless information.
I'm the fountain of youth? What?
No. Sure. Let's see. Dick York is dead.
He died in 92.
Yeah.
Yes, he died in 92.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know. Rest in peace, Dick.
Dick Sargent's also dead, so you're not going to get him either.
Well, good, because they didn't have magical powers, and they weren't Negro. Okay? Try to stay on topic.
Okay. I'm trying.
You sure?
Yep. Okay, well, who else then? Who else are you looking to...
Mr. Eco from Lost. He'd be good. He's got a big stick.
He does. He'd come in handy in the drive-thru.
He would come in handy. Or in the parking lot looking for space.
That's right.
You ain't stepping there. I think that would work.
How about let's see. Denzel Washington.
He's not magical.
Sure he is.
Maybe back in the day, but not now.
Not now?
No.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
Danny Glover?
You're just naming black people.
I'm trying to think of people that dispense advice in movies.
What kind of advice does Danny Glover dispense in movies?
That he's too old for this shit.
I already know that. Oh. I don't need somebody to tell me that.
Okay, well, you know, I'm trying.
You're not trying hard enough. A magical little Sherman Hemsley. That would be fun.
Okay. How about Angela Bassett? She played
a vampire.
Tina Turner.
She did as a magical Tina Turner?
Sure. You don't think Tina Turner's magical? That hair?
I'm just afraid it matches the carpet.
Spiky.
Rolling on a river. I just want a magical Negro. It's not a lot to ask.
Oh, you're a mess.
I'm not a mess.
Yes, you are.
I would say, and you know, it doesn't have to be a sassy one. Although Shanae from the Martin Lawrence show might be fun.
What about Jacquet? Jacquet, whatever her name is.
I would take Jacquet in her 227 days. But not now. But when she is on 227, Mary. Mary.
What about Halle Berry dressed as Catwoman? She was magical.
No, she wasn't. Did you see that movie?
No, I didn't.
Well, there you go. Halle Berry would be a good magical Negro.
Jeez.
Why? You don't think that'd be cool if she had magical powers and she could, like, you know, just show up?
Well, sure.
You're not helping anything here.
Yes, I am.
You sure?
Yes.
I don't think so. Oh, I don't think so.
Whatever.
So if you don't like the magical Negro idea,
yeah,
how about one of the other top six of Hollywood's favorite offensive stereotypes?
Like the gay best friend?
Well, the gay effeminate sociopath or psychopath.
Uh-huh.
Like the guy from Silence of the Lambs.
Okay.
Put the lotion in the basket, Clarice. Okay. I think that could be fun.
Okay.
How about the Latina maid?
Yeah.
I could use one of those. So if you could send Jennifer Lopez over to scrub my tub.
Oh, sure.
And if she could bring her magical Negro friend.
Sure.
You know, like Sherry Shepherd. I think that'd be funny.
Okay.
Or the girl from Precious.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I need a bigger car, though. But
oh, stop.
What? How about the Mighty Non-Whitey?
What's the Mighty Non-Whitey?
Well, it's those movies where the white character has to live with the person of the opposite culture. So Steve Martin.
That's what I was
thinking.
And Queen
Latifah bringing down the house.
Yeah. Okay.
Eddie Murphy and Trading Places.
Right. Okay.
Martin Lawrence and Jeanette Wegar in Black Nice. You like I threw that one in.
Everybody listening is going to be like, who?
Who? Amazing actress. You have to look it up. It's incredible. The body of her work. She's just great. Please, look her up. The last name is Wegar. W-E-E-G-A-R. Oh. Jeanette Wegar.
Oh, God, that's so funny. Okay.
How about the wise old Asian asshole?
Like Mr. Miyagi?
No, it's more like the guy in Kill Bill. Or the guy in Big Trouble in Little China. Remember him?
Yeah, okay. Big Trouble in Little China is a good movie.
It's an awesome movie.
It's one of the best 80s action movies ever.
Awesome movie.
It's like that and what is it? They're here? No, what is it? They live. The one with Rowdy Roddy Piper?
Mm-hmm.
That's got like the 17-minute fight scene at the end?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, getting back to your list, who are the others?
Well, now let's just keep going with the Asian asshole, first of all. Because when you think about it, Mr. Miyagi really went out of his way to make Daniel's life hell.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He's teaching him skills the most annoying fucking way possible. Paint my fence, white boy! Wax my car!
Paint my house.
Sweep the leg! Sweep the leg! Finish it! Anyway, sorry, flashback.
Were you a big big Karate Kid fan?
Not really.
No?
Cobra Kai. Well, the number one of Hollywood's most offensive stereotypes is another very, very interesting character. It's the cowardly or incompetent black sidekick.
Oh, jeez.
So basically any Chris Tucker movie.
Yeah.
Any
of the Wayans
movies. I think it would be Danny Glover in any of the Lethal Weapon movies. He's bumbling. He's annoying. He's cowardly. You know, I mean, anytime there's, you know, one of those black cop, white cop movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, chances are it's just, you know, not going to work out well. So I'm just saying, you know, you can pick one of the other stereotypes, but I prefer the magical Negro. No?
I don't know. I'd have to look at the list and ponder that.
I think it's something that could come in handy.
I'm all for a sage-like character in my life, but it doesn't necessarily have to be black. Like, you know, Yoda.
How do you know Yoda's not black?
Because he's green.
I was just waiting for Yoda to go near? Far! Never happened, though. I was hoping.
No, not at all.
No? Uh-uh. Could have. Could have been good. All I'm saying. Could have been good.
I don't know.
No?
You're a mess.
I don't know why you're just... I mean, we haven't even talked about, like, the most magical of all magic Negroes.
Oh, jeez, which is?
Barack Obama.
And how is he magical? He hasn't done much for the country.
Oh, what are you, Republican now?
No, I'm just saying, if you look at what he promised and what he accomplished in the last 4 years, it's nowhere close.
Ian Harris.
Oh, are we going to turn this into a political debate?
Well, no, because you'll lose.
Okay, if you want to say he's a magical Negro, well, that's
he
fine.
Is.
Okay,
he's a magical Negro. That's all I'm saying. You know, it's the way it is.
You realize that no matter how many times you say it, I'm not going to use it as the title of the episode, right?
I'll give you another title. It might make magical Negro sound like a really good idea.
No, it's all right.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I got a couple other ideas. I don't need...
Already?
Yeah.
Come on.
No.
Magical Negro.
No, I'm not calling the episode.
Yes.
Though. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Listeners.
It's not going to happen.
Listeners, write in. Tell them you want it to be called the Magical Negro.
By the time they hear this, it's already going to be named.
Demand it be changed. Demand it. You have the power. You have his email address.
Uh-huh.
Change
okay.
it.
Okay. If we get just 25 people to write in and say, change the name of the episode to the Magical Negro, I will do it.
Well, it looks like I just got to sign up for 25 Gmail accounts.
No. No, they gotta be, it's gotta be sincere.
Really?
Yeah. We got them to send you a coconut. Maybe we can get them to write in.
That's true.
So,
It
who
could
knows?
be.
Did you get any more in the mail?
I did not.
No? Okay.
I did not. No.
Just the one.
No. Just the one.
Did you have a check
So,
for anthrax?
no.
No? You'd be dead by now. It's all right.
Okay, good. Yeah. Oh, so anyway, so it was back in March of 2001 when Spike Lee was talking at Yale, and he was talking about what he referred to as a new phenomenon. He said it's just a reincarnation of the same old stereotype or caricature of African Americans as the noble savage or the happy slave. He referred to the magical, mystical Negro. Which wasn't that a Beatles album?
It could have been.
It could have. It could have. You know, I just see nothing wrong with it.
Okay.
You
But
know?
apparently Spike Lee does.
Well, who cares? Honestly, who cares?
Okay.
I don't.
I know you don't. I'm just saying, I'm just trying to help you out.
Whatever. You're no fun anymore.
Not true.
You are not fun
It's
anymore.
not true.
How else is Michael Clark Duncan going to get work if he cannot play magical Negroes?
All right, now I will give you that he was a magical Negro in the Green Mile.
Well, see, there you go.
I'll give you that one. He's a little magical in Daredevil too, but we won't even bring that up. But in Green Mile, he was truly a magical Negro.
Yeah.
So.
Well, what about Bubba Gump?
He got shot and he died. How is that magical?
He got shot in the buttocks.
No, Forrest Gump got shot in
Yes.
the buttocks.
Oh, that's right.
Carrying him out.
That's right.
Bubba was in the wrong place at the wrong time. He's not
He
that
was in the wrong
magical.
place. But he told Forrest his dream of owning a shrimp place, and Forrest became a multimillionaire
Okay.
thanks to his magical Negro. Okay? That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
All I'm saying. If Martin Lawrence played more magical Negroes, he'd probably have a bigger film career besides, Big Mama 7.
Wasn't Martin Lawrence the one that they found like running out in traffic?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Maybe he's crazy, maybe he's not magical.
Maybe we're all a little crazy. You know?
I would agree with
Could
that.
happen.
I don't think there's any sane people.
Think we're all a little mad.
We are. No such thing as normal.
No, normal sucks. Who wants to be normal?
I don't know.
I don't know. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I still think you're a mess.
Whatever.
Can we change the topic now? Or are you still stuck on magical Negroes?
You're done talking about magical Negroes?
Yeah.
What about Scatman Crothers in The Shining?
He's not magical, he got killed with an axe.
Fine. All right.
I was going to tell you, John, about this really cool video I saw this week.
Was there a magical Negro in it?
No, there was not a magical Negro in it.
Oh.
It was a lecture that was given at a, I guess at a law school. And the title of the video is Why You Should Never Talk to Cops. And they had it's two parts and it's about an hour. And it's split up to half an hour of a law professor talking about why you should never talk to cops, and an actual cop talking about why you should never talk to cops. and it's all centered around the Fifth Amendment. Whenever you hear somebody plead the Fifth, you always think they're guilty, right?
Sure.
Okay.
They had a magical Negro to help them out of trouble.
Okay, let's say they didn't have a magical Negro.
Oh, how unfortunate.
I know. Let's say somebody matching your description kills somebody else.
Okay.
You happen to be in the area. Somebody matches your car to the scene. Cops come talk to you. They say, they read you your Miranda rights. They say, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. And they start to talk to you. And they say that somebody was murdered and your car was in the area. And you say, that's ridiculous. I don't know that person. I don't even own a gun. You can be convicted just on the fact that they didn't tell you it was a shooting death. If you volunteer information that can be misconstrued into guilty wording, you can be convicted and sent to prison. And the whole gist of the thing was, if you're innocent or if you're guilty, when you're being interviewed, you just say, I'm pleading the Fifth Amendment, and then go to court and have it all come out in court. Because if you say something that can be twisted, they will make sure that you go to jail for it, whether you're innocent or not, just so that they get a conviction. And the scary part is that the cop backed it up. He was saying, he had people confess, like he'll go into an interview room and he'll say, why did you break into the house? And they'll say, I didn't break into the house. And they'll say, so you just were sitting in the car with all the stolen goods? And they'll say, yeah, I was just in the car. I didn't know what that stuff was. Well, right there, if you admit to that, they can arrest you for receiving stolen property. And it was really fascinating about why, basically, if a cop ever, even if you're trying to help, if a cop ever says, well, you talk to me, you should invoke the Fifth Amendment. It's fascinating.
Really?
Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
It is, but and you're listening to the lawyer and he's going on and on, and he reads an article that he had found in the newspaper about three people who had been found murdered, and he says to the class, you're going to be quizzed on this, so pay attention. And about 10 minutes later he goes, all right, let's go back to where the three people were murdered. And he puts up the thing and he goes, how many people in the story were shot to death? And the choices are 1, 2, or 3. And everybody raised their hand on 3. And he goes, that's why you should never talk to the cops. Because I didn't tell you they were shot. I told you they were murdered. And if they were shot and you're being questioned about it, you suddenly look guilty because you know something of the case that was not told to you. It was like, wow, that's kind of scary.
It's kind of paranoid.
Well, I understand it, though. I mean, if you have a cop that's not so interested in the truth as to getting a conviction, he can say whatever he wants. The cop was talking about how he once interviewed somebody for breaking into somebody's house, and he said, you know what I need you to do? He said, you need to write an apology letter to them. And he wrote out an apology letter, and it was admitted into evidence in the court as a full written confession in his handwriting.
Well, how stupid are you?
Well,
to say, oh, okay, I should write them an apology letter because they were broken into.
Well, that was one of the things that both of them said. They said, people are stupid. People want you to know what they did or what they didn't do.
I see it. If that person had a magical Negro, it would have helped him out of this horrible bind. But because he didn't.
So if he had a magical Negro that said, don't talk to the cops.
Then, hey. There you go.
I still think it would have been just as fine if Yoda had said it.
You must not speak to cops, you must.
Anyway, I thought it was fascinating. I don't remember how I found
it. I thought the whole magical Negro thing was fascinating, too, but...
Oh, whatever. Don't be bitchy. John, are you still there? Did you hang up? John.
No, I did.
You bastard.
You bastard. Yeah. So there you have it.
Okay. Hey,
I don't know. I think it's very paranoid. I think that if... And there are cases all the time of people who were convicted of crimes they hadn't done, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think that's an awfully paranoid thing to do.
But wouldn't you rather have the details come out in court than in a room where the cops can say, look, he said this? Because they were talking about things like if it was somebody that you don't like gets killed, you're one of the last people to see them alive. And they bring you into a room and they say to you, did you kill him? You say, no, I didn't like the dude, but I didn't kill him. Well, you just gave them motive of...
That happens every week on Castle. Come on.
I'm just saying.
If every person you didn't like got killed, well, not only would the world be a better place, but...
I'm just saying, man. It was very interesting because you're like, I've always grown up and my parents were always like, you know, if somebody needs your help, if you can help in any way, if the police have questions, blah, 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 like you're supposed to be a good person. You're supposed to help, you know, but.
Well, sure.
But here's lawyers.
And you don't want to. And
yeah, go ahead.
If you're being questioned, you don't want to like be a difficult witness or whatever, because then they're going to turn against you.
No, well, no, that's why you plead the Fifth Amendment. You just say, I'm not going to speak to you. I'd like to speak to a lawyer.
And you don't think that's worse than, I don't know.
No, because it's your right as an American citizen. You
don't really
have to talk to the cops. No.
Well, you don't, but you know, they've got guns.
They're not going to shoot you.
Says who?
Because then they're going to go to jail for murder.
Really?
Yes.
Just for grabbing a pack of Skittles? That would never happen.
No. Was there rioting in Sanford?
No.
No? Okay.
Uh-uh.
Because a mutual friend of ours who posts a lot on Facebook said that there was.
Really?
Yes.
Don't know. I don't recall.
Okay. You just made me think of it, so.
Whatever.
Well, I'm just saying, like it is completely within your rights as an American citizen not to answer any questions. And it's not because you're guilty and you don't want to incriminate yourself. You don't want to incriminate yourself by telling the truth and actually saying something that they can turn into something that can be admissible in the court of law.
I don't know. That just seems really paranoid.
I just figured I'd let y'all know, you know.
All right. So basically, when you stumble across my dead body, you're not going to help, are you? You're just going to wait for somebody else to show up.
I'll cover it. I'll make sure nobody sees your dead, you know, lifeless body.
All right. Just make sure my eyes are closed.
Nope. I'm gonna prop them open with toothpicks.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Make my corpse watch Titanic 3D?
That's right.
Okay, that's good. But see, if I had a magical Negro, I wouldn't have to worry about that.
Why, you would just send the magical Negro in your place?
A magical Negro would keep me from getting killed.
What if the magical Negro kills you? What if there's some weird caveat, like...
So that would be a psychopathic magical Negro.
Well, no, what if...
And that's not what I asked for.
What if there's some weird unspoken rule that he can only help you once and then he's got to kill you?
That's not the rule.
How do you know?
I already checked.
Okay. You already checked with the Board of Magical Negroes?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Because if that were the case, Will Smith would have beat Matt Damon over the head with a 4-iron. He would have gone all Tiger Woods on his ass.
I'm not saying all magical Negroes, but what if you pick the one where...
I think the magical Negro picks you.
Okay, well, what if you get one that basically... And he's not allowed to tell you, but if he helps you once, then something really bad's going to happen to you.
No, that would be a Twilight Zone episode.
Oh, okay, because that's completely out of the realm of possibilities where magical Negroes are concerned.
Exactly. Come on.
Okay.
I just want a magical Negro. Now, if I can get a magical Negro little person.
Oh, but that's okay?
What?
What if it's a magical Negro little person that's like an evil leprechaun?
Why? Because he's black, he's got to be evil?
No. No, leprechauns are evil.
Leprechauns aren't evil. Only Warwick Davis.
What about the little black guy Beetlejuice from the Howard Stern Show?
Well, he's not a leprechaun.
No, but they always dress him up as one.
Yeah, but they can't. He's not a real leprechaun. Because there are no black people in Ireland.
Is that why you're moving there?
Yes. End of the week.
You're going to be doing this really long distance.
Yes. You think Skype sucks locally? Just try it over the ocean.
I'll have to like really edit the shit out of it.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, you think that we've alienated enough people for this week?
Well, I sure as hell know I did my part. You just want to talk about not talking to the cops. What are you trying to hide?
Nothing.
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to change the subject.
Yeah, whatever. Uh-huh.
All right.
My subject was much better.
Well, if you have any hate mail for John...
Send it to Chris.
What?
I said send it to Chris.
Yeah, send it into info at Dance Monkey Podcast. Or if you agree with John... if you'd like your own magical Negro, let us know that too. Again, info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter @dancemonkeypod. Write in, let us know you're listening. Rate us on iTunes, rate us on Stitcher, rate us on any of those podcasting things so that more people will listen. Maybe we can get a sponsor. You never know.
MagicalNegro.net.
Oh, jeez. All right. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
Bye-bye.